You're listening to
V for Vertigo,
episode 97.
Something kind of vertigo going on here. I've been seeing fables in my dreams. I've been laying scalped out here for hours in this swamp in New Orleans. I've been reading spells from books of magic, trying just to help blaze trails to you. Feeling like a loser, so so tragic. Feeling like I'm left to preach at food. All the time spent moving, oh so slow. It's something kind of vertigo.
Welcome, it's the beginning of another edition of V for Vertigo, where I'm in the air everywhere, streaming on the vast world wide web. And this podcast is one man's journey into the world of all things Vertigo comics, because everything else is just picture books. I'm your host, Mark, back in the day when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore, Johnson. And this week's spoiler-filled review will cover Jack of Fables, Americana, by Bill Willingham and Matthew Sturges. And you guys are lucky, all five of my listeners, to actually get an episode out. Daylight Savings. Daylight Savings? One of those is right. One of those is wrong. In any case, it's completely fucked up my schedule. It's late, and it should not be so late. And I should have done other things Saturday. Maybe getting laid. Anyways, but it's totally messed up my errands, and you guys are lucky to get this out. But I was tempted to take a week off, an unexpected week off. But what is it? This is episode 97, and you know what? I do have something planned for episode 100. It's nothing big, but the episode actually will be very big. So right, don't expect when I get to episode 99, whenever that is, then the next week will be 100. Because you know, I gotta edit that shit and all that. But you guys should be lucky. I'm actually doing something. I'm shocker. Shocker, because I planned on doing absolutely nothing. So like, I kind of want to do nothing now and take a nap. I still have a few more things to do. But yeah, I don't know what to talk about. I really don't want to talk about the tsunami in Japan. Well, maybe a little bit. Is it me? Is it my paranoid self seeing patterns where there are none? Or has there been a lot of earthquakes lately? There's either something going on, someone or some group behind it, or it's just in today's media-filled world, with social networking and all that, that it's just a coincidence. All this shit happened before, it's just, you know, you didn't really hear much. You didn't hear it in real time in other parts of the world. But I'm paranoid, so we'll go with some groups behind it or something's causing it. And I find it odd that these things happen when there's a democracy. It's what's that effect? There was an effect called, I forgot what it's called. All right, back in the 60s, 50s. Anyways, after World War II, sometime after World War II, you know, when America and Russia basically controlled the world. And one was trying to set up democracy, and the other trying to set up communism. And I learned this term actually watching Sliders, which I don't remember what it was. But in the first episode, Russia took over America because America lost... And this is why Sliders is a great show, I learned stuff. America lost Vietnam? No, the Korean... I think it was the Korean War. Or the the Korean War, because that set off, as you can tell, my memory shot, because they lost the Korean War, so it's kind of like other communism spread to other countries, and it suffocated America, so Russia eventually took over America when the economy collapsed and all that. How exciting, right? So if you look at the world now, democracy... I don't even like democracy, but democracy is in place. And all these governments in the Middle East seem to be falling down. It's like someone finally decided to push the domino. Am I paranoid? Yeah, I don't know. Anyways, what was I? Oh, but to take attention off that, they decided to have a little earthquake. There's a lot of earthquakes, and I live in California, and there hasn't really been any big earthquake. That's odd. There's going to be a really big one. So if you never hear from me again, just assume it's an earthquake, right? Now, I don't normally talk about Facebook games. I just started playing my first Facebook game. It's not Farmville. It's not that L5R1, which is pretty lame. On a slight side note, as much of a gamer as I am, gaming and all sorts of shit, I don't like... This is kind of why I don't like RPGs, you know, with D&D and stuff. I actually like RPGs and video games. But I don't like the whole click stat thing. And my friend, who plays far too many Facebook games, he showed me the L5R1 and other ones he was playing. And I was like, dude, why are you playing this shit? This is boring. Because he basically clicked something that did something, but it wasn't even an animation. It was like, you have done it. You have defeated this ogre. You have moved 10 spaces. And there's no voice, actually. That might be cool. But they saw the stat, and then it's like, your stat went up. Armor, +3. Defense, +2. Cool, whatever else, +10. It's like, pretty lame. Anyways, I'm playing Monopoly Millionaires, and everyone should get it. And if you're on Facebook, add me. Make sure you tell me who you are. And, yeah, come be my friend, because I need to raise the rents or something. It's cool. It's kind of a cool game. I love Monopoly. I don't know if I've mentioned this on the show, but out of all the video games, board games, card games, whatever else games, Monopoly is my number one. And I am always tempted to buy it in any form I see it. So it's okay, but it might be better with more friends. I'm still not sure how all these things work. You go around the board or your friends' boards, and you build houses and collect property. I'm not sure how you win, or if there is a winning. I don't even know how to get more gold. I don't know how these things work. But I enjoy it. So go get it and add me. And because I need some Facebook friends. You don't even have to do anything. Maybe. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Go add me. I need to divest. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't even know what I'm doing with the show. Alright, so let's get down to it.
And now it's time for the rundown.
Oh, my throat's killing me. So this is going to be a short show. With any luck, I won't cough up blood again. That was weird this morning. You're just like, you hawk a loogie, and you're like, oh, why is it red? Am I dying here? Do I have cancer? Or, I don't know. Anyways, so there's no news this week. So I would just dive into the Jag of Fables. Welcome to Americana. By Bill Willingham and Matthew Sturges. Now, this book really sucks. Oh, no. I don't know how to summarize it. It's going to take me like 2 seconds to summarize it. If I don't remember. Okay, I'm going to try to go into detail. So, Jack is with Humpty Dumpty, Gary Fallacy, and I think that's it. I don't know who. Raven. Quoth the Raven, nevermore. And Jack is looking for some treasure that Humpty Dumpty knows about. So it starts off well enough. He's looking for some treasure in a place called Americana, or Kana, which is also oddly enough in Canada, or Canada. And that just seems really weird. But I think this is like, I think Americana is kind of the quote-unquote underworld of America. I don't know, they exist in our world, but it doesn't. That made no sense whatsoever. Oh, there's something on my screen. Gotta get that off, it's annoying me. Okay, so he's trying to look for that. In the meanwhile, this is what I don't get. So Paige? One of the Paige sisters? I don't know which one. Did I write it down? Hillary Paige, I think. Hillary Paige took the now small... Fuck, I'm having a brain fart here. Bunyan, Paul Bunyan. I was going to say Jack Bunyan. That's it. So he takes her, him and Blue Ox. Now, this is what I don't like. I don't like a lot of things in this book. But she is looking for Americana too. That's weird. I don't know why she's looking for it, but she uses Paul Bunyan as like a metal detector. And she finds it, and of course they both find it at the same time. Which seems weird. Like, Jack has been a pretty consistent character and one of my favorites, even through the Fable series. But she's not looking for Jack. It would have made more sense if she was looking for Jack, but she's looking for it because... I don't know if she's looking for riches or to find her dad or something. Anyways, so they find that, and there's a lot of, you know, I hate you, I'm gonna try to betray you. Well, they work together. They eventually work together. They find Americana, this is weird, they're in it, and then the map shows where they travel, which is, it's in US and I believe Canada. So I'm not sure how that works. Well, they stumble upon this weird zombie city, right? It's weird. I don't get it. Well, it's not a zombie city, but there are cities with zombies, or there's a city with a zombie, and they don't want to eat them. They're just kind of dumb and devoid of life, and they follow this evil librarian who burns books. And who, when he burns books, the stories never exist again. Or something. He eventually does that to Paul Bunyan. So, Hillary thinks that he's a dad, but he's not. And they escape from him. He's following them. Oh, no, he's not following them. Well, yeah, he is following them. And then they eventually find the treasure. And, of course, Jack has sex with Hillary. And has screwed all three Paige sisters. And he tells Hillary that, and then wants a menage, un, deux, trois, quatre, I guess. So, they screw each other at the end. Jack actually is able to take all the gold because of his magical briefcase that can hold everything and not weigh a bajillion tons. What happens at the end? Oh, yeah, Paul Bunyan gets erased. From existence. It's a little Back to the Future reference there for you. And, I don't know. Let me see. What happens? They all forget Paul Bunyan, even Ox. Raven. It's Raven's destiny to stick with Jack for some reason. Oh, there's also the other Jack. John something. Or I guess the original Jack. I don't know. Flip. Oh, yeah. So he... The evil librarian finds the Humpty Dumpty and hot librarian, Hillary Paige, and he's going to do something. And all these ghosts are around him of people that he erased? Or is that just people that he erased? Are they actually there? I don't know how that works. Probably would know in the great literal crossover. And there's also an issue that shows at least 100 years ago or something. Maybe more, but that it shows how powerful Gary is, and that he could make any, because he is pretty powerful. I mean, he can make Mundy objects do whatever, and when he's really emotional, things just blow up. So, reading Jack of Fables Americana, I was a bit confused starting off, as normal, as I generally say every other show. In a series I haven't read in a while. But my main problem, like I said in the recap, is that I thought, if I remember correctly, I thought everyone was looking for Jack, you know, because he escaped from the Golden Burrows or something. But, you know, Hillary wasn't, and that really didn't make sense. It would have made more sense if she was looking for him, found him, and then remembered or got a clue about her father, and then that led to them working together. And I don't know. I also don't get why Babe the Ox wasn't growing when Paul Bunyan was, but whatever. So, I like the idea of America's fable world of Americana. Now, people seem to forget that just because America is a mishmash of other countries and that we take what we have or what they have and improve it, doesn't mean that America doesn't have its own history and culture. We do. Now, reading this book, there's one thing I didn't expect here in Jack of Fables or in Fables is that it was zombies. Now, I understand zombies are big. And they're everywhere and everything. They're even in a Jane Austen book. I was going to say Abe Lincoln's fighting them, but he's actually fighting vampires. But they're on TV. They're in comics. They're in the Marvel Universe. They're everywhere, zombies. But why were zombies here? They didn't add anything, and it was never really shown or explained, not even in a throwaway dialogue. Just, you know, the bad guy explains, or is like, or they go, why are there zombies here? And he's like, oh, those people are blah, blah, blah. You know, I guess they were a metaphor somewhat, but I'm guessing when Ezio was created, zombies belittling him was like, oh, how do I work zombies in my book? Yeah, zombies are pretty big. That's Robert Kirkham. He's got the good idea. They're pretty big. You know, World War Z. So he's like, I can't add them in Fables. I'll add it in Jack of Fables. It's ridiculous. I can do what I want. I'm Bill Willingham. Blah, blah, blah. That is all hypothetical. I don't know if that's really happened. Probably did. Now, if there's one thing I'm getting tired of in Jack of Fables, is Bill Willingham. No, I think not. I actually already am tired of him. I think this is the first book I read where Bill Willingham's name was first instead of Matt Sturges. That couldn't bode well. And it didn't bode well. This is actually the worst book in the Jack of Fables series I've read. So, I don't know. Maybe he was like, well, I gotta work in for the upcoming crossover. And I might as well add zombies, too. So, hey, Matt. Get over there while I work on this Jack of Fables for a few. She's, yeah, okay, yeah, yeah. Because, you know, Matt Sturges is his bitch. No offense, Matt. Except that is pretty offensive. So, sorry, dude. Alright, okay, so I'm tired of Gary in Jack of Fables. For the entire series, it's been hinted in the not-so-subtle way that Gary's important. That Gary's powerful. He doesn't have his memory, yet he randomly remembers shit. Yes, Gary's important, but man, they just make it subtle, and then they just like knock you over the head with something. And I don't know how I heard the great obviously, reading this, the Great Fables crossover with the Literals, or is it called the Literals? I don't know, whatever. It's very close to this trade. It's probably not more than a trade or two out. I don't know. I don't care. But I don't know whether to read it, because I heard it was bad unless you liked Jack of Fables. And Jamie D from Comic Geek Speak said he doesn't like Jack of Fables, so he didn't quite get it, nor did he like it. And me, I like Jack of Fables, but I hate this trade. I don't hate it. I just don't like it. And if this is the indicative of what it's going to be, I don't know if I want to get it. Well, I would be tempted. I could probably just wiki it. But I would be tempted to see what they do with Gary and what answers are given. Now, if there are no answers, I'd be fucking pissed. But I am slightly curious and do kind of want to know where things go with this, or maybe answers, because, I don't know. This really is a setup book, right? That's why this trade sucks. It's a setup book. It's a not-so-subtle setup book about that crossover that I didn't really care about, and it has no hint, or I mean, it has no, like, build-up to it, and that is its main problem, and, like, it was too rushed. It didn't focus on Jack, or there wasn't enough Jack or supporting characters, current supporting characters. It was all plot-driven, but it wasn't even fun. And the mystery was like, yeah, it kind of had one, but it was just the beginning of ones. And the humor, did I say the humor wasn't good? Maybe it's because Bill Willingham has the top billing name in here, so that's why. Now, while I like the idea of Americana, I'm disappointed in the execution. Because they traveled through a lot of places in this trade, but they didn't really show it. And aside from Zombie City, that everything seemed too much like America. It all traveled by too fast. Like, there was this one thing that was, like, stuck in Prohibition era. I didn't get it. Like, Americana wasn't really explained what it is or anything. And then it went by too fast, so I didn't care or know too much about it. Now, there's one thing I do hate about Jack of Fables. It's that there's cussing in here and sex because, you know, Jack, it stars Jack and he's a dog. But there's no nudity. Yeah, and I like nudity, in generally speaking. Except in Y, it's kind of pointless. But there should be nudity in here because it has good art. The art's still good. It has all these hot librarians, which I do like. But there's no nudity. There's cursing, there's violence. It's like, just add some nudity, dude. I think it's an American thing. It's far too tight, but I always expect to see some, but they never show anything. Now, this might be answered either in the next trade or in the crossover. It's like, what happened to Paul Bunyan? He died, inverted commas, when the evil librarian burned his book. Now, what I don't understand is, was that the first edition of the book? Like, could it be any book that he dies? Did the fires ever go out? Gary could control the books that are being burned to a certain extent. But do the books burn immediately? Do they stay there until someone retrieves them? I didn't get it. I like the fact that there's an evil librarian, although why he can be called the librarian is weird, that burns the books. And you would think, okay, this is also what I don't understand. So Revise, apparently he knows Revise, and I guess they're working together in some way, but I don't get this. So he easily burned a book, and the world forgot about Paul Bunyan. Now Revise is trying to get the world to forget about all the characters Bill Willingham didn't have in his main series. I mean, all the Fables characters. Both of those are true. So he locks them away for a very long time, and then people start to forget. Why don't you just burn a book? Apparently, it's really easy. Maybe the evil librarian will show you. It can't be that hard. Okay, this is weird. So he doesn't do that. He either doesn't or can't. Or maybe his role is different. Or his powers are different. Alright? And then it's also said that Revise, except for that one train, shut down all the entrances into Americana. Which made no sense. And it's not like Mr. Evil Librarian Dude controls Americana. He just controls that one city. So I think Revise shut it down so the Fables can escape there. But what's the point of escaping if you could be book burned there? Or does that book burning only work when you're in Americana? This is like so many questions. I don't get it. So overall, because of the questions and the bad plot and the terrible setup and so on and so forth, great art. I'm giving this on the Mark Critic score a 2 out of 5. As always, thanks for listening, everybody. Leave me some feedback on iTunes. Next week's pick will be Pride and Joy. If you have comments, questions, or suggestions, you can email me at vertigocast@gmail.com. Go to the comic forums and buy my comics and movies. Add me a friend on Facebook, but only if you play Monopolies. There's a bit of dyslexia right there. Monopoly Millionaires. To see what's coming up, visit the website at vforvertigo.blogspot.com. I'm also part of the Comics Podcast Network. You can check that out at comicspodcast.com. You can follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/hellsfire. And remember, you can't lose what you don't put in the middle, but you can't win much either.
And like that, he's gone.